No more Gaddafi!
No more Gaddafi!
No more dictator!
No more dictator!
No more Gaddafi!
No more Gaddafi!
No more dictator!
No more dictator!
No more Gaddafi!
No more Gaddafi!
No more dictator!
No more dictator!
It's interesting, though, you know, one after another, it seems all that this desire for freedom seems to be very contagious, yeah. You know, from Tunisia, yeah. To Egypt, to Libya, you know, Yemen, Algeria, Bahrain, everywhere.
And it's a desire for freedom, and it's also a desire for bread. Because the two are combined.
Yes.
Here, the masses are not simply interested in democracy as a wonderful ideal, wonderful though it is. It's democracy because democracy is the only way that people are going to be able to look after their own lives, the lives of their families. Yes. It's only through democracy that people can defend themselves and get enough bread.
And to fight corruption.
And to fight corruption.
Dignity. To live with dignity, to have a sense of humanity.
These are all connected. Right. It's not simply an issue for those who are already well off, for the middle classes. In fact, the movements across the Arab world are driven by all sorts of classes, but especially those who don't have enough.
It makes you ask, you know, all the Western powers have been promoting democracy in the world for the last 30 years.
They don't want it.
They missed quite a few countries, didn't they? Yeah.
We expect freedom of speech. We have seen in two countries now, one after the other, the telephones go down, the television is monopolized, the satellites are jammed. This can happen here just like it did there.